The small sedan market has been shrinking in recent years, hatchbacks far more popular, but for older buyers, sedans are still a popular choice. Hyundai has just launched their sixth-generation Elantra sedan, slightly longer and wider, with excellent interior room, including improved shoulder space. The new Elantra gets smart new looks in a much stiffer body, with a new 2-litre engine in lieu of the previous 1.8. It uses a little more fuel, which Hyundai suggests equates to about 15 litres in a year's motoring. The new engine is torquier lower down, but can get a little raucous when called on under hard acceleration in an overtaking manoeuvre. A stiffer body structure due to ultra-high-strength steel provides a better platform for suspension churn. The outgoing Elantra had a rather sharp ride. The new one is far more supple, but still retains a good handling ability. On rough roads, though, in Tassie this week, I found the Elantra had a tendency to bottom out in the rear on the odd occasion. However, it remained composed at all times with very nice steering feel. Two new Hyundai Elantra sedans, the Active at 21,490 in manual, 23,790 in auto, and the higher grade Elite in automatic only at 26,490, both models with at least $2,000 more in equipment. All Elantras gain a very clear 7-inch colour touchscreen, rear view camera and park assist, cruise control, LED daytime running lights, and alloy wheels, and a full-size alloy spare wheel. I'm David Berthon.